The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Beis Yud Amud Aleph discusses such a stunning machlokes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding Tzaras Erva. We've been learning the entire year the nature of the Tur Tzaras. That would mean if a person would attempt Yibum Rachmana Litzlan, Gili Arayos, obviously Nisa Daraisa, Achiv Kares, the Vlad Rachmana Litzlan to be a Nazir, and all of a sudden Beis Shammai denies this Kiddush. Of course, you cannot go ahead and have Yibum Ba'arayos, but not true when it comes to Tzaras Erva. Men HaKotza LaKotza. What is the mitzvah, Rav, according to Beis Shammai of Yibum, is Gili Arayos according to Beis Hillel. It's a fascinating machlokes, mamish ad kedei kach. And in this context, the Gemara raises the issue of lo sisko to do. The Torah tells us in Parsha Sirei and Devarim Yuvdalid that the person is not allowed to go ahead and to cut his body to make a srita lemeis. And here the Gemara quotes a fascinating drasha that in addition to that iser, lo sasu agudos agudos, it means that Klal Yisrael has to be unified, there has to be a cohesive whole. You cannot have fractions doing this and fractions doing that. And therefore, that's part of the drasha of los hiskodudu, los asa agudos agudos, a very fundamental machlokis. Is this really a dindaraisa, a dindarabanan? The pshuto shamikra of sri to the mace, that's a sugimakos nafchav aleph, yet malkos daraisa. That certainly is true. What about here this drasha of los asa agudos agudos? And the Gemara raises the following issue, that very simply, is that really the case? That having different windows for a mitzvah, different fulfillment of a mitzvah, that really is considered to be part of an iser, of lo sasa agudos agudos. The Gemara says, you don't have to look very far. The opening Mishnah Meseches Megillah, if I were to ask you a very simple question, when is the appropriate zman of Kriyas HaMegillah? The answer is not at all simple. You know, are you a Ben Kvar, a Ben Krach, a Ben Ir? All of a sudden, different models of Kriyas HaMegillah, anywhere from Yid Aleph to Tezvav. The Gemara says, Zikri Kan, Lo Sisko Dudu. How can that be? All of Klal Yisrael as a single whole are fulfilling the mitzvahs of Purim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Certainly that's not true. Or, for example, the Gemara says, Sugim Sachim Adaf Nun, the Isser Malacha when it comes to Erev Pesach. Mechatzos va'elach, that is Usser Mikra Hadin. That certainly is true. What about engaging Malacha Kodem Chatzos? That is a function of Minhag, of Makom Shenagu. In certain places, yes, in other places, no. And a fascinating deal, and if a person will frequent those places, to what extent is he bound by the Minhag HaMakom? But why isn't that the breach as well of Losasu Agudos Agudos? Oh, the Gemara says the following. Reish Lakish says, what do you mean? Ana amin la chasura, and vat amrat man min haga. When it comes to the cases of los yiskodot, we're talking about isura, and you're raising examples of something which is considered to be a minhag, makam shenagu. There's a minhag that certain people refrain from doing malacha enochinami on erev Pesach before chatzos, and not everyone had such a minhag. You really mean to assume that los yiskodot applies when it comes to minhaga? Certainly not. Okay? The Gemara continues and says the following. That could resolve Psachim Dafnun, right? The case of Makam Shenagu, Yisrael Malach, Erev Pesach, Kodam Chatzos, Kriyas HaMegillah is a minhag. Kriyas HaMegillah is a minhag. Certainly not. How would that address the issue of Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Gemara says, you're right. That really does not fully or at all address the case of Kriyas HaMegillah. For that, you have to come on to another possibility. For example, as Abayi says, Los Yiskodudu means Bo'oso Ha'ir. Within a single city, some are doing this, some are doing that. That's considered Los Yiskodudu. That's not true when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah at all. That's considered to be Shtei Ayaros. In such a case, it is not within that purview of Los Yiskodudu. And Rava says the following, a single Bezdin, half will do this, half will do that. That's Los Yiskodudu. But even within Oso Ir, but Shtei Botedinim, that already is not considered to be a fascinating machlokas Abayi and Rava. Unusual, the Rambam passes like Abaye in this particular case. When the Rambam Menuchas of Avodah Zarah quotes the din of Los Yiskodudu, the Rambam writes, if it's in two different cities, then that would not be the case. So fascinating Shakal Vatari of the Gemara, two different examples, two different stages of answers. One is Issa versus Minhag, and the other is Shtei Yaros. According to Abaye, there's no issue of Lo Siskodudu. Wow. The Tosus and Daf Yadad Amad Aleph raises a very, very fundamental issue. Let's get back to that Mishnah, Megillah and Daf Beis. You have, for example, small town, B'nai Kfar. There's a problem. That, you know what? Every Kfar is incapable of having a Kriyas HaMegillah. After all, not every Kfar is able to do so. But you know what? They will go at times to the big city, and they will indeed gather. They'll gather. You know what? So what would happen when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah? Oh, so the Chiddush, the opening Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, is they know what? We are going to allow the Kfar to lane as early as Yud Aleph on the Yom HaKnisa. If Yud Aleph should fall out on Sunday, they're going to engage in Kriyas HaMegillah several days later, earlier on Thursday, and therefore that's Yud Aleph, and therefore that will allow them to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. The problem, I understand, that every enclave did not really have the ability to have a Kriyas HaMegillah. What exactly was the solution? So Rashi writes in Megillah Daf Beis Amud Aleph something stunning, fascinating. Tosfos in Megillah does not comment. You have to learn Yevamos, Daf Yedaleh, and all of a sudden Tosfos says, how could that possibly be? Rashi writes that, you know what? They did not have in every village the capacity for Kriyas HaMegillah, but they used to make the trip to the big city on a Monday and Thursday. You know what? So let them go ahead and read in the big city on the Yom HaKnisa. Well, that's Rashi Shita. And how exactly would that solve the problem? What, every enclave didn't have a Balkore? You know what? They're going to read in the big city by a member of the big city. The Balkore is going to be a Ben Ir, and the Kriya Semik is going to take place also a year, and that indeed is going to solve the problem. Oh, so Tosus writes, Yivam Ustaf Yidal, the Madalif. How does that solve the problem of those he's going to do? After all, the problem is that you can't have some being knowing this way, some people knowing that way. How can that possibly be? The answer of Abaye is Shtei Ayaros. What do you mean? The Megillah is being read in the city on two different days. It's being read on Yudalit for the B'nai Ir. It's being read in the big city on Yudalit for the B'nai Kfar. How does Abai answer that solves the problem? Losis go to Shtei Arayos, because they live in different places. That itself is the matir. Even if the Kriya Samigil is Boso Ayir, how can you possibly understand that? Well, and then Tosus quotes the following Kashu, Rabbi Nochayim HaKohen. Is it possible for a Ben Ir to be Motzi, a Ben Kfar, on Yud Aleph? Is that possible? A Ben Ir is Chayv and Kriya Samigil on Yudalit, and he's leaning on Yudalit. Could he be Yotzi with that Kriya HaMegillah? He cannot be Yotzi with that Kriya HaMegillah. Or Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, that Kol Mi Yishenu Mechuya B'davar, in a Motzi Yisrael Rabbi, Yudei Chavasa. Forget about the Losi Skodaru problem. It's not going to work. How is it possible for a Ben Ir to lean the Megillah for a Ben Kfar? How would that work? It's Mefurish in Yerushalmi that the Ben Ir cannot lay the Megillah for a Ben Krach, a Ben Krach cannot lay the Megillah for a Ben Ir, because after all, your Chiv is on Yadalit, my Chiv is on Tezvav, so therefore, it wouldn't even work. So Tosus has two incredible kashas. Rashi's solution, number one, does not work. You're not going to be Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah. Number two, that's an Isser of Losis Godudu. Maybe even an Isser Daraisa of Losis Godudu. How could that possibly be? So if that can't be, so what exactly was the solution to the problem of B'nai Kfar? So Tosus writes, Lechemishn writes, this is in the Rambam as well, the Rambam in Perakala Felachavav Vilchus Megillah. You know what the answer was? A parking ride. You know what? Every enclave was incapable of having a Kriyas HaMegillah. That's clear. But the people from all these villages used to gather in order to make that trip to the city on the Yom HaKnisa. So you know what? They would all gather. They would gather not in the city. They would gather earlier in order to make the trip to the big city. And guess what? When they all come together, let's have the Kriyas HaMegillah there. And who is going to lane? When everybody comes together, we'll be able to facilitate an excellent Balkore, and he will be a Ben Kfar. So the Kriyas HaMegillah was Al Yedei Ben Kfar. Where did it take place? It took place at that juncture before they went to the Ir, and therefore that's exactly Abaye's answer. No, this is Shtei Aros. There was no particular case where the Kriyas HaMegillah was read two different days. Certainly not. and the ear was only on Yedalit. And in Emotzias Rabbi de Chavasa, the Balkari was not a ben ear, the Balkari was a ben kvar. That's the Chiddush. Again, that Chaim HaKohen. Lech Mishnah points out, if you look carefully in the Rambam, that's how the Rambam seems to assume. Aleph Vav, the Rambam describes b'nei kvar, that on the Yom HaKnisa, they would go to the Batei Knesios. Not the ear. But you know what? This was their day of travel. So they used to gather in the Beis HaKnesses in order to travel. The Chemishan writes, why is the Rambam telling you they used to gather in the Beis HaKnesses in order to travel? Oh, exactly. Like the Tosus Yevamos and the Yedalit. This was not a Kriya Samagila Be'ir. This was a Kriya Samagila Be'kfar. And therefore, that indeed solves the problem. That's a very stunning machlokas. You know, it's unusual. You learn all of Maseches Megillah. You don't realize this basic machlokas. No, you have to learn Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yedalid, and all of a sudden you see that, you know what Rashi writes in Daf Beis is a stunning Kiddush, and Tosus writes, B'shem, Rav Chaim HaKohen, that cannot be. What exactly is the Bir? What is the Bir of Rashi Shita? How exactly does that work? So take a look at the Ritva. Here on our Daf, and Daf Yegum Beis, The Ritva writes a stunning diuk in Rashi. A stunning diuk in Rashi. Mamish, simply, the Pirush HaMilim of Rashi. Vamos Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says the following. You know, we have a drasha. Of Osasa Gudos Agudos. Osasa Gudos Agudos. Okay, I understand. You can have multiple practices. Some doing this, some doing this. The Gemara says the following. How can you suggest such a thing? Now, what do you do with the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Beis? What do you do with the Mishnah in Psachim and Daf Nun? How can you suggest a thing? Reish Lakish says the following, Ana amin alach yisura, but amart li minhaga. I'm talking about yisura. I'm not talking about minhagim. Minhagim is not within the privy of los yiskodadu. That itself is a stunning statement. Is that always true? Always true? I have to take a look. Halach lamaisa. Rav Moshe has a lengthy tshuva. Arachayim chelik dalit simen lamed dalit. About which minhagim yes, which minhagim no. But har sugya. Isurim yes, minhagim no. Isurim yes, minhagim. Oh, but what are you going to do about Kriya Samigil? The Ritva points out there was a stunning shift in Rashi. There was a stunning shift in Rashi. You know, you see the Ritva, you look back in Rashi, it's black and white, and then you kind of look at yourself, why didn't I pick up on this diuk? No? When the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can you say there's an Isra of Los Yisgos Sasso good? What do you do with Kriya Samigil? You know what Rashi writes? Ear. Krach, kfar. Ear, krach, kfar. Okay. What? There are three models. Okay. Reish Lakish says, at amart the minhaga, there's no problem of those yiskodin when it comes to minhagim. The Gemara says, yeah, but you still have to resolve the case of Kriya Samigila. What's the kasha of Kriya Samigila? Take a look at Rashi. Ear and krach. Ear and krach. Rashi left out Kfar. The second stage when the Gemara raises the Kasha, but you still have a difficulty with Kriya Samigila, Rashi says ear versus krach, and Rashi left out Kfar. It's as though, according to Rashi, that at that point in time, the only Kasha of the Gemara was ear versus Kfar, ear versus krach. Kfar, we dealt with. The remaining kasha now that we have to address is, how do you understand Kriya Samigil of the B'nai Ir as opposed to B'nai Krach? You know what Abai answers? Shtei Ayaros. Those are different cities. B'nai Ir and B'nai Krach are different cities. Wow. So Rashi writes that, you know what, initially, stage one, the kasha of the Gemara was Krach Ir Kfar. Stage two, the Gemara's kasha was only krach and ear, and the teretz of Abaye addressed the difficulty of krach and ear. Okay, you look at Rashi; it's mefurish. Yeah, why should that be exactly? Why should that be? The original kasha was this way, and all of a sudden that way. Why indeed is that true? So poshu pshat in Rashi, and that's the diuk of the Ritva. Let me ask you the following. There are three options for Kriya Samigila. That certainly is true. No. Krach, Kfar, yeah, I understand. Let me ask you this. B'nai Ir, B'nai Krach, for one Purim is Yudalit, for one Purim is Tezvav, you know what I would tell you? That is a very different takana of Purim. A very different takana of Purim. For you, Purim is Yudalit. For him, Purim is on Tezvav. That I understand. That's a different takana of Kriya Samagil. That's a different takana of the entire Chalos, the day of Purim. I understand. For you, the Amishtav is Simchas Yudalit. And for him, it's Tezvav. I understand. Would you say the same thing as when it comes to Bnei Kfar? You know what? Bnei Kfar have a problem. That it's hard for them to read on Yudalit. So you know what? Ooh, Chazal granted them an incredible license to be able to be Yotzei Kriya Samagil earlier. Was that an independent takana of Kriya Samagil? An independent takana of Purim? Purim can be celebrated on 3 days, on Yud Aleph and on Yud Aleph Tezvav. Certainly not. The Gemara is explicit, Megillah Daf Dalet. What happens regarding, let's say, Simchas Purim as an example? When would a Ben Kfar celebrate Purim? On Yud Aleph? Absolutely not. Well, he'll read the Megillah on Yud Aleph on Thursday, but Purim for a Ben Kfar is on Sunday. A Ben Kfar is a Ben Ir. But you know what? You're a Ben Ir, and you have a certain difficulty, a certain challenge, a certain shas adchak, that it's difficult for you to read the Megillah when Me'ikar Hadin, you should have read the Megillah. You know what? So Chazal granted you license, compensation, to be able to do so. The Balamor discusses and others, maybe even for a Ben Ir. If a Ben Ir is b'shas adchak, where he cannot lay the Megillah on Yudalid, maybe one could suggest that he also could lay in the Megillah at an earlier time. Because the reference is Vizmanayim, Tiknu Zmanim Harbe, for an allowance of a Kriyas HaMegillah, even Kodem Zmano. But that's very, very different. When a Ben Ir reads on Yadala, that's not a takan of a Kriyas HaMegillah Kodem Zmano. For the Ben Ir, Purim is Yadala. For a Ben Kraft, Purim is Tesva. That's clear. Simchas Purim, obviously, is fulfilled at that time. Elamai, that despite the fact that Ben Kfar will celebrate Purim on Yadalim, but there was an allowance from Tlain the Megillah earlier. You know, the Ran even raises the following issue. Aleph Malf and Dapi Arif. How many times would you lay the Megillah? Well, obviously, a Ben Ir reads twice, no? Megillah Daf Dal Med Aleph. A Kriya Samid Gabalayla, a Kriya Samid Gabalayla Bayom, a Ben Krach, Kriya Samid Gabalayla, Kriya Samid Gabalayla. What about a Ben Kfar? The Ran writes the Chiddush, not all Rishonim agree, the Miri disagrees, but the Ran writes Bafurish. Only a Kriya Samigillah Bayom. Only a Kriya Samigillah Bayom. They were exempted from the Kriya Samigillah Balayim. We discussed before Purim, you know? The Chiv of Kriya Samigillah Bayom, is that an identical Chiv? Is that not? Identical or is it not? After all, when you look at the mitzvahs of Purim, they're all Hayyamim in Yiskarim Venasim. They're Bayom, they're not Balayla. Maybe a stunning Chiddush, Agasarya writes at length, Turiyev and Daftalit. Maybe Kriyas HaMegillah, Midivrei Kabbalah, is only Bayom. And Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was a later Takana. Kriyas HaMegillah, Midivrei Kabbalah, the Megillah speaks about a Kriyas HaMegillah, Biyom Yudalit, Biyom Tezayim. The Kriya Balayla, and you know what? There's no reference in Mishnayos at all to a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. The Mishnayos only discuss a Kriya Samagila, which indeed is Bayom. Oh, so I'll argue as follows. If that was, let's assume, not Divrei Kabbalah, that was a Dinda Rabbana, and that was a later Takana, maybe not so surprising that if you have a situation of an Ekvar, let's make sure that they fulfill the Ikar HaMitzvah Kriya Samagila Bayom, which is Divrei Kabbalah, and will exempt them from the Kriya Samagila, which is Balayla. That's not true of B'nai Ir. That's not true of B'nai Krach. B'nai Kfar, this is a ptur, this is an exemption, the Balamor, a Tosefta. Oh. So Rashi apparently learned as follows. You know what? When it comes, for example, to Purim and Yudalit, Purim and Tezvav, you know what I'm going to call that? An independent takana. Using the language of the Gemara, Nivamas and Daf Yud Gimel Beis, you know what I'm going to call that? I'm going to call that Isura. You must learn the Megillah then. You cannot read the Megillah any other time. I'm going to call that Isura. The fact that a Ben Kfar is allowed to go and read the Megillah earlier, you know what that means? I wouldn't call that Isura. You know what I would call that? I would call that Minhag. despite the fact that for you, Purim is on Gedalit, the Chachamim allowed you to be nohei, to read the Megillah earlier. I would call that minhaga. So the Rashi is incredible then. Now, when Reish Lakish answered that Kriyas HaMegillah and Makom Shenagu are subject to those, he's going to do, really? Ana Amin Alachi Sur about Arach HaMinhaga. It is not true in the realm of Nihug, in the realm of Minhag. Poshim Shat and Gemara, that was only addressing Psachim Dachnun, Makom Shenagu. No. According to Rashi, it was addressing the Kasha of Psachim Dachnun, Makom Shenagu, and it was also addressing the fact that we're Maktim Yom HaKnisa. That is called Nihug, that is called Minhag, that is not called Isura. Oh, but the Gemara now raises the following Kasha. Okay, that's good to explain Yeralef, B'nai Kvar. But you can't say that about a Ben Ir and a Ben Krat. That's Nihug, that's Minhaga, that's Mi'ikar Hadin. I'll call that Isura. Abai answers, two different cities. Ir and Krat are two different cities. That was Abai's terrace. You don't have to come onto the terrace of Shtei Yaros in order to explain Kvar. That's not considered to be low Sisko to do. Mikar Hadin Ben Ir could be Yotze at that particular time, if there was such a Shasad Chak. You know what? The winter months, you know, in my shul, there's a minion which is after Zricha, and there's a minion which is before. And you know what I'll tell the people? If a person is really Yotze Derech and he has little choice, you can daven earlier. No? Otherwise, daven Bisman. Ikri kanos is got to do. Ikri kanos is got to do. I'll tell you, that psak will apply to all the members of the shul. If you're in a shasat chak and you have to daven before nates, you know what? So, okay, this is an option. For you, I'll tell you, better to do later. For the bnei kfar who were b'shasat chak, they had an option, which in principle could apply to a ben ir as well. But a ben ir and a ben kfar share the same takana burim. Unlike a Ben Ir and a Ben Krach, where absolutely not. That was the challenge of Los Yisgodadu, and the answer is there, Shtei Yaros. So Rashi magnificently. Now, before Reish Lakish suggested the difference in Isser and Hag, there Rashi writes the Kasha was on Krach, Ir, and Kvar. Once Reish Lakish gives his teretz, the remainder, the balance of the Kasha was only on Bnei Ir and Bnei Krach, and therefore that was the Bayis teretz of Shtei Yaros. Oh, and that would answer Tosus' next kasha as well. It's Mafurish in Yerushalmi. That if this is not my day of Kriya Samegillah, I'm called Deinu Mechuyah V'davar. And Kom Eishin Mechuyah V'davar, and Motsi Yasser V'dei Chavasa. What's the Yerushalmi's case? A Ben Ir and a Ben Krach. A Ben Ir and a Ben Krach. A Ben Ir and Ben Krach. They have a separate Takana Purim. You're right. So, me, a Ben Krach, Yedalit, I'm in a Mechuyah V'davar. A Ben Ir with Yom HaKnisa. A Ben Ir with Yom HaKnisa is called Ina Mechuya B'davar. The Ben Kfar in essence is a Ben Ir. There is no Yerushalmi that says a Ben Ir can't be Motzi a Ben Kfar. And Ina Chinami, that's the Chiddush of Rashi Shita. You can go to the big city, the Kriya Simulat to take place in the big city, the Balkori could be a Ben Ir, and you know what, we're going to solve the problem. It's not Lo Sis Godadu, because Minhaga. And we wouldn't apply the Rishami of Eino Motzi Aser Chemidei Chavasa because this is considered to be a single takana of Purim. And that's why even for the Ben Kfar or the Dini Purim, we're going to apply in Yudalit with the dispensation which is given in that particular case. If you look a little bit later, the Sugya and of Yutes, there the Gemara discusses the Megillah. What say a person goes from place to place. You have, for example, all of a sudden that, you know what, a Ben Kfar, who finds himself in the city, on Yudalit, he finds himself in a city. So you know what Rashi writes? Korimahim. You have a Ben Kfar, who now on Sunday, Yudalit, is in the city, he should hear Kriya Samigil on Yudalit. He should hear Kriya Samigil. Even though he already heard the Kriya Samigil on Yudalit, he should hear the Kriya. You know what Tosus says? Why should that be true? Tosus, we go daf yates. If he was already yotzei, why does he have to go ahead and hear the Kriya Samegillah again? You're already yotzei. Why do you have to be yotzei twice? Oh, Elamai Tosas is a Kiddush. Maybe the Lumdus is very, very different. Because you know what? Even though you were a Ben Kfar, and you're Yotzi on Yud-Aleph, but if on Yud-Aleph you find yourself in an ear, we should consider yourself as being a Ben Ear. That's the Lumdus, no? So maybe that's why you have to hear the Megillah again. But the Muskarishan is, if you're ready, Yotze, why would you have to do so? Well, Sarashi writes this very simply. You heard on Yud-Aleph, you have to hear on Yud-Aleph. Tosa says, no, the Lumdus must be is, you know, the fact that you are positioned in the ear on Yud-Aleph makes you into a Ben-Ear. Makes you into a Ben-Ear. Fascinating how you can jump from place to place to place. You can be Chayv and Kriya Sanigila once, you can be Chayv twice. Or maybe you can avoid a Chiyuv of Kriya Sanigila entirely, you know? If the timing is as such. Sugi Megillah, daf your test. Wow. L'chora, that's Rashi and Tosas L'shitasei. No? Rashi, who assumes that once the Gemara says Minhaga, there's no Kash of B'nei Kfar, because Rashi assumes that the Iker Chi of B'nei Kfar are B'nei Ir. You understand Rashi Shita, that if a Ben Kfar finds himself in the ear, that Me'iker Hadin is his Kriya Samegillah. The fact that he's allowed to read it earlier is an allowance, a compensation, when necessary. Unnecessary, he finds himself in the ear. Of course you should go ahead and hear Megillah at that particular time. Bear in mind the Ram. When he was Ben Kfar, he didn't even have a Kriya Samegillah Balayla. He only had a Kriya Samegillah Bayom. No? Now he has an opportunity. Hither, Megillah Balayla, you would say, no, don't bother. Why don't bother? Mikra Adini should be having a Kriya Samegillah Balayla Vemegudalit. Not, there is no Shas Adchak, you're in the ear. Well, of course you should hear. Tosus, who raised the Kasha of Osis Korodim, and Tosus, who assumed that, you know what is true of a Ben Ear and a Ben Krach is also true of a Ben Kfar and a Ben Ear, a different Takana of Kriya Samegillah, and that's why if it's in a Takana of a Kriya Samegillah, that should be Losis Korodim. And you can't have a Ben Ear laning earlier because that's called Mishen and Mechuyev Adavar. According to Tosus, that you know what? Separate Takanos of Kriya Samegillah, Kfar, Ear, and Krach. Oh, so Tosus is bothered. If you're a Ben Kfar and you're ready Yotze, why should you have to go ahead and read the Megillah again? Elamai, Tosus is great Kiddush. You were a Ben Kfar. But now that you find yourself this in Yudalit, you know what? You're transformed. Now you're a Ben Ear, and now you have to embrace the Mitzvah Sayyam of Purim. L'chore that also, Yotes. No, L'shitase, Yivamas, Daf Yadalit. Now that's the Chiddush that the Machlokas one finds in Rashi and Tosus. But that's something, no doubt, which is stunning. And that Yerushalmi, yeah, that Yerushalmi about a Ben Ear and about a Ben Krach. But Enochinami, who says it would extend to a case of a Ben Kfar? Maybe that simply is an allowance, but not a separate Takana of, and therefore, recognize that there's an essential difference between B'nai Kfar and that Diyuk and Rashi, that's a Diyuk of the Ritva. That's pretty magnificent, no? Why, Rashi goes ahead and writes the Kasha the second time around the Gemara is only regarding Yudalit and Tesvav, and for that, Abayi says, we're talking about cases of Shtei Ayaros. Well, that Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, writes that the Ikar HaIsur, of course, of those who scolded was a Srit Ulameis. Srit Ulameis. But the Rambam writes, embedded, included in, is our sugya of those who scolded. And Kesav Mishnah writes that it would appear from the Rambam, that's a Dindaraisa. Wow. Because the Mashmos, the Rambam, Perkid Beis, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, this is included in. The Pshut of Shomikra, I understand, is a Srit Ulameis. But you know, the Torah Shebalpeh is Losas Agudos Agudos, Kesem Mishnah writes, as a Dindaraisa. Even when you look at the Shaklim Tavar Gemara, it almost sounds that way, no? The Gemara is an unusual kasha. Now that you assume there's a drush of Losas Agudos Agudos, so the Gemara says, Lema krala hachudasa. Maybe that's the entire meaning of the pasuk. That's such a stunning line in the Gemara, no? Now that you have a drush of osasa gudas agudas, maybe that is the entire meaning of the pasuk. Entire meaning of the pasuk. And not Srit Ulameis. The Gemara says, oh, there's a rebu in the pasuk. Losis godudu. It sounds like the Gemara says, if this would only be an asmachta derabanan, in a smach de Rabbanan? The Gemara would really say that lemer kra d'hochad yasa? Maybe the entire pasuk is addressing lo sasu agudos agudos. And no, you need a riboy. A riboy. Pashrim shat has the makar, the Rambam, where the Rambam seems to present the nachas of Adazar that this really is a din daraisa ad kedekach that the Kesemishn is bothered by the following. If that really is true, how is it possible to get Malkus for Srit Lameis? That's Mefurish. No, that's a Sugin Malkus and Daf Chaf Aleph. A person who violates that Isser of Los he's got to do a Srit Lameis, Malkus Daraisa. Malkus, how is it possible to get Malkus Daraisa? Why not? Oh, the Kesem Mishnah writes, Sanhedrin, Samuel Gimel. That should be the example of Alav Shebechalos. Alav Shebechalos. That's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah and Shorish Tes. No, the Arichus of the Rambam and different Hagdaros of Lav Shebechalos. When you have a single Lav with a single reference, for that you're Loka. When you have a Lav that has multiple Isurim, well, so in such a case, you know what? That is called Lav Shebechalos. And the example in Sanhedrin Sama Gimel is no Malkus whatsoever. No Malkus whatsoever. Well, that's something which is stunning. For example, the Torah tells us, Losochol Adam. The Gemara Sanhedrin says there are multiple Isurim that are derived from that Pasuk of Losochol Adam. It means on one level a person does Shechita, but the animal is still Mefarcheses. You know what? Don't go ahead and eat. Don't go ahead and eat as of yet. Okay, that's premature. Wait. Losochol Adam. The same is when it comes to Kodshim, Achilas Kodshim. Kodim Zrikas Adam, Losochol Adam. The Gemara says, Achidish, the Sanhedrin is putting someone to death because he's Chai Misas Bezdin. Losochol Adam. Don't engage in Achil and Shtia. Well, the Gemara says, Azhar the Ben Sora Mora. Well, the Gemara says, Brachos Daf Yud, Achiva Kodim Hatfila, eating before davening. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Losochol Adam. Rostovich could often argue. Take a look at that Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Shorosh Tes. The Rambam writes the classic example of Lav Shebechalos Losochol Adam, and the Rambam lists the Isurim, and the Rambam includes in the list eating before davening. Rostovich used to argue. You know what that means? According to Rambam, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's an Issa Daraisa of Achilam Kodom Tefila. Achila Kodom Tefila. Wow. You know, I think there's another very, very important hara. Lechora, this is the Rambam Lashita say that there's a mitzvah of tefillah which is daraisa. Because if the daily mitzvah of tefillah would only be derabanan, hard to envision that eating before davening of an issa daraisa, the mitzvah itself. So, okay, I'll tell you, that's Lashita say. The Rambam who writes Achila Kodon Tefillah is an Issa Daraisa. The Rambam Lashita say that Tefillah is Daraisa. That's clear. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah Shorosh Tes. This is a Dina Minchaschina. You know, it's not so unusual to have a Dina Minchaschina for its Mufurish in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Minchaschina writes, pretty incredible, he doesn't have a Sefer Mitzvahs. Every Bar Mitzvah Bunker today has a Sefer Mitzvahs. Now the Minchaschina was writing on the Targ Mitzvahs, you know, he didn't have handy a Sefer Mitzvahs, and now that so many of the Diyunim Menchaschina from Mufurish and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs. So this notion where Musoch Adam Kodon Tefillah, according to the Rambam, could be a Din D'Oraisa, it's Mufurish in the Rambam, right, in Sefer Mitzvahs and Shorosh Tes. I'll just throw out the following kasha that I want you to think about. Okay, the Rambam writes there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Davening. That certainly is true. How often? You'll tell me, what do you mean? Aleph. No? Mitzvahs to say this Fala B'chol Yom. You have to daven daily, once a day, every day. They'll tell me, it's Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah, hey, you have to have once a day, every day. I'll ask you the following question. When do you fulfill the Mitzvah Darais of Tefillah? When do you fulfill the Mitzvah Darais of Tefillah? You know what I would tell you? With the first Tefillah of the day. First, when is that first Tefillah of the day? What is the first Tefillah? I would have said, Mariv, no? The day begins at night. When you daven Mariv, you're also the Mitzvah Darais of Tefillah. No? So I'll tell you a Chiddush. It seems in this Rambam that's not true. Because the Rambam, the Gemara describes, you know what Losochol Adam is? You know Losochol Adam is? You wake up in the morning, and instead of rushing to the Beis Medrash to go ahead and eat yet, you start Mufurishim Gemara. You start checking your phone, and checking your emails. The Gemara mentions phone and email. The Gemara says, Os Ladal Nasus Chavetza, Kodem Shispa. You can't do anything else before you. You're going to take care of all your other things, and once you've exhausted all the emails, now you're going to go daven. The Gemara says, that's awesome. No. Rishon Lezalman has a chup. Are you allowed to shower in the morning? Isn't that Lasso Saracha? You know what? Are you allowed to? You have to realize, you wake up in the morning, and the first thing you do is not turn over. No, the first thing you do is you come at least 15 minutes before davening to have your Seder, and then you begin. No. A requirement for Mitzianim HaSemidim Beis Medrash Kolov, and a strong bakasha, right, for the Tamid HaYeshiva. No. Clearly, you have to do so. Gemara is clearly talking about, you know, the morning. So that's a fascinating deal. I want you to think about it. Bring your rayas mikana lakan. That is it possible to suggest midaraisa the yom tefila begins baboker? When it comes to karbanos, that certainly is true. One possibly argue that really is true when it comes to tefillah as well, because the Rambam has, wow. In Yisrael, though, Soch Ladam, that a person, you know, wakes up in the morning and he does everything else but, and then later he gets to davening. That's pretty, that's a fascinating ha'ara. You know, I'll go out on a limb, but, okay, you know. Could one even suggest the same thing is true when it comes to Kriya Shema? The Rambam writes, you know what, that there is a single mitzvah, Sefer Mitzvah Mitzvah Yud, of reciting Kriya Shema twice a day. Pamayim Bilchom Karnes Hashma. I'll tell you this Kiddush, it sounds like revolutionary, but you know, maybe there are rayas. The Rambam, one mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I'll tell you an incredible maramakam, and then I'll put that. Take a look at the very end of the Hasagos Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Yud Aleph, where the Ramban addresses this Rambam. That Kriya Shema are two different mitzvahs. Kriya Shema is a single mitzvah. And the Ramban is mefurish. You know what the single mitzvah of Kriya Shema is? Kriya Shema, Shachris Arvus. Ramban writes. Kriya Shema, Shachris Arvus. You know what? To say Kriya Shema in the morning when you get up, and to say Kriya Shema b'sof hayom. That's like stunning, no? What do you mean? We would have said, it was shachu, kumecha, that, you know what? The first opportunity of Kriya Shema is at night, and the second is during the day. That's something which is pretty fascinating, no? So don't you think about it, rayas, we can debate, no? But this is the Rambam's L'Sof Ladam. That's an example, Lav Shebechlolos. You know what the rule of Lav Shebechlolos is? Sanhedrin does Samagimel, that ain't Lokan love. There's no Malkus. So the Kesev Mishnah is bothered. Wow. That's this Kesev Mishnah. How can the Gemara have in the Sugyan Malkus that Srit Alameis, your Chayiv Malkus? Why isn't that a Lav Shebechlolos? Because Yivamus Dafid Gimel. Osas Agudas. Osas Agudas. Wow. In other words, Kes Mishas Mefurish. But according to the Ram, Nisr Vlos Yiskodadu, A is Nisr Daraisa. And B. That should mean that this is like Losoch Ladam. And you should never be Loke. Wow, and that's wrong. Of course there's Malkus. Srit Alameis is Mefurish that there's Malkus. How can that be? Why isn't it like a case of Losoch Ladam? When you look at that Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Shorash Tetz, the Rambam has different models of Lav Shebechlolos. Certain cases, Lav Shebechlolos, ain't a loke. And sometimes you can have an example of Lav Shebechlolos where loka achas. There is a single set of malchus. And here the Kesem Mishnah is Mechadish as a nuance. Even when you have two dinim daraisa, if it's clear to you that this is the Ikar Halav, and the second element, the second half, is a Lav Tafel, even if it's a daraisa, you will only get malchus for A and not for B. And the Raya, the Kesef Mishnah has, is, ooh, this Rambam. And those who's got it. There's Malkus for Srita the Mace, and there is no Malkus for Lasas Agudos Agudos, despite the fact that this is Nisa Daraisa. Wow, wow. That's a very stunning, stunning finish. That you can have a case of Lav Shevecholos. The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, has two cases. One is where no Malkus at all, and one is a single set of Malkus, even though you violated multiple Yisurim, the Kesef Mishnah writes, you know what, I'll tell you there's an offshoot, there's a 2A, and that is multiple Yisurim Daraisa, but if it's clear, the Pshuto, this is the meaning of the law, and the Fimi Drasho, that's the meaning of the law, you'll only get Malkus for the Pshuto, not the Fimi Drasho, and he writes that's true when it comes to Losis Godedu. As opposed to maybe answering that Losas Agudos Agudos, Pichadosh writes, is only an Asmachta Darabana. It's only an Asmachta Darabana. We pointed out, you know, the simple reading of our Gemara doesn't seem to treat it like an Asmachta. Lema Lahachidasa. But the Pichadosh writes that, you know what, that this Rambam Sheet is a. And the Pichadosh tells you to take a look at the Rambam and say for Mitzvah. Where? Oh, Mitzvah Memhe. There, the Rambam seems to treat Losas Agudas Agudas as an Asmachta Derabanan. As an Asmachta Derabanan. Wow. An Asmachta Derabanan. The Rambam even explains as follows, which is really critical. What is driving Losis Godel? What's driving Losis Godel? What's wrong with Losas Agudas Agudas? It doesn't sound nice, but what's wrong with Losas Agudas? What's wrong with Losas Agudas Agudas? What does Rashi write? Rashi writes in our sugya, you know what's wrong with Losas Agudas? Rachman al-Islan, Shtei Toros. It looks like there are two Torahs. There's a Torah for here, and there's a Torah for there. There's a Torah to do things this way, Torah to do that way. It really flies in the face of, what do you mean, the unity, the holistic, uniform Dvar Hashem. Nirikish Teitaros, wow. If you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and Menhei, the Rambam says something different. You know what the difficulty of Osas Agudos Agudos? The Rambam writes, it's Gori Machlokis. Wow. Gori Machlokis. You know what? It's time to do a mitzvah. And I'm going to do it this way. You're going to do it this way. All of a sudden, guess what? You know, we're gonna clash. And we're going to start fighting in terms of, the Rambam describes it as driven by Machlokis, and Rashi says it's driven by Shtei Toros. And that Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs Memhei compares it to the following. Look what Korach did. Korach contested the leadership of Moshe and Aaron on Kohen. That gave rise to such incredible focus. And the Pasuk says, and therefore, if a person you know is Gori Machlokes, he violates the Isser of Leika Korach Hadassah. You know what the Rambam continues? That's not a Joshua Daraisa. That's not a real drasha daraisa. That's a drasha daraisa. The Rambam writes another yesod in Sefer Mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam has many shorosh. The Rambam writes the following, very important for our limud. In order to be counted in Sefer Mitzvahs, it has to be a lav, as opposed to a shlila. When the Torah says no, it can be one of two different things. No. It can mean something is forbidden, it's an azhara, or it can mean a shlila, something which is absolutely impossible. We spent so much time this year, no? When the Torah tells you the following, you can't marry this woman because it's an iser lav. You know what that means? It's iser lav, but there is tefisas kedusha. No? That's called an azhara. A kohen marries a grusha. A Yisrael marries a mamzeres. There's tefisas kedusha, but it's a lav daraisa. You require a get. When it comes to arayos, the Torah says, lo yikach, you know what that means? A shlila. You give kesef kedushin to your sister, harebo kedushasli. It's meaningless. It's impossible. That's a shlila. The Rambam writes, I'll tell you what you sow. Sefer HaMitzvos will only include isurim. It will not include that which is considered to be a shlila. Wow, that's powerful. Some cases are obvious, no? Kares and Misa, there's itvises kedushin. Chavei lavim, chavei esei, chavam vesei, there is tvises kedushin. That's an isur. What about Yevam al-Ashuk? Ooh, a safek ushmo. A safek ushmo. When the pasuk says, lo siyesh ha-samei sachutz li-zar, does that mean it's an isur lav for Yevama who's waiting with the narrator of someone else? You know what that would mean, tvises kedushin? Or does it mean a shlila? Lo siya means, lo yei bohavaya. It means, you know what? It's not going to be tofes. It's not going to be tofes. That's a safek of Shmuel. And the Rambam paskens mekudeshes mi safek. The Rambam paskens like the safek of Shmuel. If you have vamal shukim belkab kudush mi acher, you need a get mi safek. A get mi safek. Wow. Some cases it's so obvious. Some cases that's a safek of Shmuel. Wow. Something which is stunning. You can have these cases. The Rambam says, I'll give you an example of something which is a shlila and an asara. Lo yik kekorech v'chad asa. That's the Rambam. Sefer Mitzvos. In Mitzvah MMA. That's a shlila, the Rambam writes. That's a shlila. What do you mean it's a shlila? Kekorech v'chad asa? Oh. The Rambam writes the following. You know what? Korach contested the kahuna. And the effect was catastrophic. Catastrophic. You know what? The earth opened up and swallowed them up. No? Swallowed them up. You know, I'm going to contest the leadership of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to contest the kuna, and I'm going to say the following. You know what? The chutzpah that, you know what? If I'm wrong, let the earth open up and swallow me up, and if it doesn't happen, I'm right. No? The Rambam writes, Korach Hadassah, you know what that means? That's a shlila. What happened in Parshas Korach is never going to happen again. It's never going to happen again. Don't expect that if a person contests the kahuna, that you know what? That the result is going to be the catastrophe that occurred to Korach. Wow. So the Rambam writes, you know what that means? That's a shlila. And therefore the Rambam writes, I disagree with the Bahag that counts the Korach Ladaso as one of the Tariq Mitzvos. It's just a statement of fact. This will not happen again. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu said that, you know, I'm not going to bring about a mavel again, so I'm not going to go ahead and respond to someone who contests the kahuna in that same fashion. What about a person who is Gori Machlokes, the Korach Chadasa. You know what the Rambam writes? That's an Asmachta the Rambam. That's an Asmachta Midaraisa. The Pasuk is the Shlila. The Isser is only an Isser the Rabbanan. And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Hay compares this to an extent, wow, to our Sugya. That's like an important Maramakam now. That the Lav Daraisa is Sweet to the Mace. And now you have another layer, which is nosasa, agudas, agudas. The impression you get, Chadash points out that Rambam, mitzvah memhei, is that this is a din rabbanan, a din rabbanan. The case of Mishnah writes, that's not the impression you get from the Rambam, hokhas of a dezara. Ab kadei kach, Mishnah's value, this should be a case of lav shebeklolos. This should exempt malchus even in the street of the mace, because this indeed is nisar daraisa. And the case of Mishnah Machadish. And a Hagdara of Lav Shvei Chalos were Malchus for A, but no Malchus for B. And what is driving Los Iskodadu? Fascinating. The Rambam is clear Machlokes, and Rashi is clear Shtei Toros. That also is fascinating. Take a look at the Karen Ora in our Sugya, who writes maybe Nafkaminas. Nafkaminas. Karen Ora suggests the following. You know what? What is the mila, so to speak, of shtei ayaros? Shtei ayaros. You know? Karen Ora writes at the Muskor Rishon. If it's two completely different cities, he suggests, maybe one could disagree, you know, that kind of plays down the machlokas factor. You know? The machlokas factor. You know, on the other half of the globe, there are people that are doing it this way. You know, so you're gonna really get so bent out of shape, you're gonna start to, you know, I'm gonna travel there in order to fight, you know, like that minimizes the machlokas factor. The machlokas kind of requires that, you know, at the makom echad, a bayin rava, is it shtei yaros, shtei batei dinim, okay, shtei toros, karan rais a chiddush, that could even be true of Shtei Rayos in principle. No? I'm doing a mitzvah this way, but you know what? I'm told they do a mitzvah that way. You know what? A person takes a step back. Oh, what is the Ratzon Hashem? Is it this or is it that? The machlok is bad. And the Keren Or is a fascinating issue. That could also, as the Muskel Rishon, hinge on Yisura versus Minhaga. Yisura versus Minhaga. You'll tell me, you know what? Why are you getting so bent out of shape? It's only a minute. You know that coming at the chasana has this minute, the chasana has this minute. All of a sudden, they start clashing. They're clashing. You know what? I said, it's only a minute. You know, a minute. What do you mean? But this is my minute. This is my family minute. The Keren Or writes, yeah, when it comes to minhagim, some people double down, no? When it comes to shtei Torahs, is that so obvious that that should be a lo siskoda to a shoe? The Torah says to make kiddush. So some people will sit, some people will step. That really is mechseik shtei Torahs. The Gemara Baruch Hashtav Tov Shavu Stav Tov, there's a mitzvah that I see in the Kaddish Neom. That really is shtei Torahs. That you'll do it sitting, I'll do it standing, yeah. But if you're talking about, well, so the Keren Or writes the fascinating deal that maybe these are the two halves of. The machlokes maybe is dependent on a closer interaction. And the shtei Torahs is dependent on whether something is mikra din as opposed to that which is being minhag. Like a fascinating deal. And he says maybe that's part of the machlokes. We have Rish Lakish, machlokes abayin rava, and daf yadala madalaf. But two fascinating moving parts. And take a look at the Netziv Meshiv Dover, Simen Yod Zayin, not for now, but take a look. A lengthy discussion of the Hagdara of Osas Agudas Agudas. Take a look at that Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Dalet, Simen Lamed Dalet, a lengthy Hagdara, where Moshe writes, if there are minhagim that border on Isura, and Rav Moshe writes, included in that is even a minhag hatfila. You know, that, let's say the minhag is, Rav Moshe's example, that tachon mincha, we don't say vidui. We don't say vidui. Even in Shachris, we don't say vidui. But Svardim will say vidui. Rav Moshe there writes, explicit in that shuva, that, you know what, you can say vidui, but not in an overt way. It should not be obvious that you're saying vidui if the minhag hatzibur is not to say vidui, because that, Rav Moshe writes, is the type of minhaga that is karov the isura. Well, to deviate from the minhag hamakom of tefillah, and therefore it's, that would be an example of a lo siskoda. A fascinating deal. Tefillah and chol hamoed, Rav Moshe discusses on that tshuva. What is considered to be minhaga? What is considered to be isura? But fascinating that deal. Can Rashi, the chiddush of the Ritva, take a look at the Keren Or. There's an important sugya. The parameters, the diunim of cases of lo siskodedu. What is the din d'oraisa? What's the din d'rabbanan? And what really is underlying the fear of lo sasa agudos agudos? Is that a machlokas factor that Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Lamed Hei, Rashi, Shtei Toros, and the Chiddush of the Keren Or, that perhaps at least in terms of the starting point, the Muskel Rishon, a very, very different emphasis. But clearly, the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael is something which is paramount, something that has to be maintained. And the Gemara says so inspirationally, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai can argue min hakatzah l'katzah, whether something is a mitzvah d'oraisa or whether it's gidei arayos. But the Gemara speaks about the peace and the harmony of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, even though so much was at stake in the machlokas regarding Sarasel.